Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Mission Aviation Fellowship may join New Tribes' mission in being forced out of Venezuela. MAF's Dave Fayek says they're being lumped in with New Tribes in the government expulsion from tribal areas.
Since our focus is on using the airplanes to reach the most remote areas, by virtue of the fact that we believe there will be no one left in those areas, our work will no longer be able to continue.
And while the news is bad for their work, God has been working. Fayek believes they'll continue to see God work even if missionaries leave the area. Next, Hindu militants for the first time have succeeded in taking over a place of worship. Gospel for Asia reports that extremists have confiscated the home and church building of one of their Indian pastors and his family. In Himachal Pradesh, the government recognizes property ownership if it's belonged to the family for 20 years, but appears to be ignoring the law in this case. GFA President K.P. Yohanan is concerned about the precedent of this action. Please pray. And AMG International's St. Luke's Hospital in Thessaloniki, Greece, is flourishing and in desperate need of expansion. AMG's Bob Juro says they're on target for things to be ready to roll in less than 2 years.
The expansion is going to make additional ministry possible. It is a strategic location because with the opening of borders and the coming apart of the former Soviet Union, the possibility of reaching into the Balkans and Eastern Europe is very bright.
Juro says the hospital's ministry provides an instant credibility for their workers. Pray that God continues to bless and provide for their needs. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.